You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Chris from Roy is. Chris, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
What is up, Chris? Now, by chance, were you listening Friday to the men's room at 5:40 to get three correct answers to the game via the cheat sheet?
I was not.
That's okay.
I don't need that kind of help.
That's the spirit.
You're going to beat him anyway.
Well, I'm ahead in the series 7-5, so.
Well, isn't that fancy? Well, it's time for it to be 7-6, brother.
Steve, get out of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Chris has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many colors are on a Rubik's Cube?
Four?
No.
Six.
Yes. What is another term for your sternum?
Your chest?
No.
Your abdomen?
No.
Pass.
What is the smallest ocean by area?
Indian?
No.
Caspian Sea?
No.
The Atlantic?
No. Farmers of what fruit pay helicopter pilots to dry their crops?
What fruit? Cranberries?
No.
Strawberries?
No.
Pass.
What band did Bill Ward co-found?
Pass.
Which state did Benjamin Franklin represent during the Constitutional Convention in 1787?
Oh, my God. Pennsylvania?
Yes. Which U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow?
Which U.S. what?
Robbers.
Bonnie and Clyde?
Yes. Coming in hot right at the end to round out 3 points for the game, Chris.
Oh, my God.
you know what? I think you actually did know one of these, but you just couldn't get to the right one. But don't worry. Steve looks very stressed out.
Well, yeah, I don't want to go 8-5 with this guy.
It'd be so embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
A little overconfident.
Oh, okay. I'm happy to hear that.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many colors are on a Rubik's Cube?
Six.
Yes. What is another term for your sternum?
That'd be your chest.
No.
Avocado?
No.
Breastbone.
Yes. What is the smallest ocean by area?
Indian Ocean?
No.
Arctic?
Yes. Farmers of which fruit pay helicopter pilots to dry their crops?
Fruit. Oranges?
No.
Bananas?
No.
Cherries?
Yes.
What
band did Bill Ward co-found?
Black Sabbath?
Yes. What state did Benjamin Franklin represent during the Constitutional Convention of 1787?
I don't know. New York?
No.
New Jersey?
No.
New Hampshire?
No. Which U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow?
Oh, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes. What term describes a sandstorm with strong winds carrying a wall of dust and sand?
A dust storm?
No.
A bad storm?
No.
A hairy storm?
No. What is the only planet to rotate on its side?
That'd be Uranus, Taryn.
That is correct.
What?
Steve?
Cherries and Uranus were total guesses.
Steve, you got 7 correct, and that is a victory.
Yes.
7-3. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, good game, man.
Take care, Chris.
Another one bites the dust. Bless you. Another
one bites the dust. I'm allergic to losing.
Our friend Chris did know that the state that Benjamin Franklin represented during the Constitutional Convention was Pennsylvania.
That's a very educated guess.
And a sandstorm with strong winds carrying a wall of dust and sand is a haboob.
Oh, okay. This is the first time I've ever heard that word.
Well, now you know.
What's the haboob?
Haboob. It's fun to say. The second part of that. If you would like to check out the latest and greatest threads we have in the Rock Shop, you can go to KISW.com and check out the I Beat Migs t-shirt.
Many people say that shirt looks very good over your haboobs.
Sorry. You can buy one at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, yesterday you went to the Tacoma Rainiers game to celebrate Mother's Day with the fam.
It was a great time.
They had a big comeback where they scored 5 runs in the 7th inning, but for your daughter, that wasn't even close to the highlight.
Even though we were watching while that was happening.
So what was the highlight? We'll talk about it after Foo Fighters. The Tacoma Rainiers put on quite a show for Mother's Day yesterday, scoring a combined 9 runs in the 7th and 8th innings. They had a season-high 12 runs in total, and it was a massive comeback win over the Sacramento River Cats. And that was a very exciting thing.
Yes.
But that was not the best part of the game for your daughter, Tatum, because you took the family
there yesterday. Yeah, one of our family members, Kaylee and her future husband, Jared, they had a suite, which was awesome for the Rainiers game. And they're like, hey, we love some of the moms and the families to come. And so we're like, this sounds like a great time. And it was so awesome to go there and just hang out, meet some listeners as well. And we took Tatum, and Tatum was all fired up. And so at some point during the game, she's like, I actually want to watch the game. We're like, awesome. And it just so happened to be the inning where they scored like 5 runs in the 7th. And it was fun watching mom trying to explain how baseball works to her, which aww, I thought was pretty adorable. But I was like, man, Tatum's getting into it. They even had that part where it's like, everybody clap their hands. And Tatum's doing it. She's just feeling the energy. So I'm like, you know what? This is a good time to check and see how she's enjoying the game. So I'm like, Tatum, what do you think of the Rainiers game? And I'll tell you, her answer had nothing to do with the game itself.
What's your favorite part about Rainier's games?
Yeah.
Rhubarb?
Yes. The moose.
I mean, first of all,
is he even a moose? I think he's a reindeer.
Is that what he is?
I don't know. Can we get some fact checking on this? Is rhubarb, maybe he's a moose.
I mean, you sent the picture and it looked very moose-like, but also those could be reindeer antlers. I'm not positive.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Rhubarb is a moose.
The name is awesome, though. I love that his name is Rhubarb. I just want to go give him a snuggle.
Well, and she got to meet him. So, like, their handler comes into the suite and is like, hey, everybody, in just a minute, my good friend Rhubarb's going to be coming in here. And I got to be honest with you, I don't think any of the kids cared. Steve Migs perked up. It's like, what? The mascot's coming into the suite?
He is, in fact, a reindeer.
He's a reindeer, not a moose.
Yeah.
Rhubarb the reindeer.
Rhubarb the reindeer.
I love that.
So then, and then the handler guy's like, all right, so we want to make sure to get all the moms all assembled so we can get a picture of the moose with all the moms and the kids. And I'm like, cool. What about the dads? Like, what? Oh, no. So
your day's in June, Steve.
Rhubarb walks in. Rhubarb's awesome. All the moms gather around, all that kind of stuff. They get the picture. And I'm like, am I out of line to ask for a picture with Rhubarb?
And were you?
No, apparently not. Because I was like, I don't know what I should do. Like, I'd say they made it very clear that this was just for the moms. And Rhubarb's on borrowed time, of course. Like, you know,
yeah,
he's got other suites to go to, other areas to hang out in. So I'm like, can I get a picture with Rhubarb too? And the guy's like, yeah, sure, that's fine there. Grown man, let's go. Come on, hurry up. So I got a picture of Rhubarb.
That's awesome.
I was fired up about that.
I mean, I'm very jealous because I've never been close to the Mariner Moose. I've barely been around any mascots. Like, I never make it to the mascot. I've always wanted to, though.
It's such a great feeling when they're... I ain't gonna lie. And I'm sure it's like some high school kid that's in that outfit. But the minute that Rhubarb walked in, I mean, it might as well have been Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was so fired up. I'm like, this just made this entire... This is the greatest Mother's Day I ever had.
Okay. Next question about your Mother's Day. What were the hot eats at the game? You know, we always like to talk about food when it comes to going to sporting events.
Shout out to Jared. He made it a point to talk to the sweet people, so they had some veggie burgers for us. That was really cool. They had some like potato salad, some hot dogs, some pulled pork, all that kind of stuff. We also got some kettle corn. And then Tatum wanted to go to the merchandise store, so Dad got a new hat. She didn't get anything. I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
She got herself a unicorn wearing a Rainier's jersey. I thought she was going to go with rhubarb, and at first she was, but then they had like this crazy looking unicorn thing. I'm like, oh, that just says, that might as well have Tatum on the back of the jersey.
For sure.
And they were rocking like their vintage looking Tacoma jerseys. Dude, the team shop there is going to make me go broke. They have so many like the old school ones that have the old like Oakland A's colors back when they were affiliated with them. They have the tugboat ones when they were affiliated with that. Now like these vintage looking ones that are pretty sweet. One with a fish on it. That was pretty awesome. The team shop is badass.
I have not been to a Rainiers game in so long. I really would like to try to get to one this summer.
I think we're going to be able to make it happen because my buddy, he works for a beer distributor. He's like, I think we can make something happen where maybe we'll do like a little event with some of the listeners and we go hang out and maybe you could get to meet Rhubarb.
Oh my God, please. Please. I'm manifesting it right now.
And Danny, you and I could go broke on buying more hats.
We'll just buy the whole store. How about that?
Yeah.
The best part was I come back and I'm all fired up wearing this hat. And that, did you use the discount coupon card? I'm like, what? And they're like, they had like a stack of like 20% off cards in the suite. I was like, I didn't know about that. They're like, oh, well, just go back down. You got the receipt, right? I'm like, no, I didn't bother to ask for a receipt because I know the hat was going on my head. This was a transaction that did not need any paper involved.
Full price Migs.
Yeah. We got the unicorn though for 20% off.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
David Draymond of Disturbed is an engaged man. He proposed to his girlfriend on stage during their concert in Sacramento. So, of course, many have already had to voice their opinions on this. And we need to go to social media to make it happen. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Disturbed has been out on tour, and David Draymond, their frontman, he proposed to his girlfriend, Sarah, on stage during their show last week in Sacramento. They were getting ready to perform The Lights, and he then expressed his love, popped the question in front of the whole crowd, and she, of course, said yes. This is some of the audio from what went down.
I mean, it sounds very like, will you marry me? It's like, he should be like, will you marry me? So heartfelt. I'm coming to a concert, man, not a Hallmark movie.
Oh, God.
I can barely hear you, my man.
I know, right?
The enthusiasm just oozing.
Speak up. We can't hear you.
Well, many people have voiced their opinions online. Of course, they had to go to social media to share their thoughts. So let's go straight to the comments.
A lot of these comments are pretty priceless. Nobody, I guess, wants to see Dave Draymond happy and in love.
Sad.
So we figured who better to read these than someone who was known for not being very happy and maybe had a little hate in his voice from time to time, and that is the late, great Gilbert Gottfried. So here's Robot Gilbert Gottfried reading the comments from people who are not chiming in to congratulate Dave Draymond, but pretty much the exact opposite. Are you ready for the first comment?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Would you make me the happiest man in the world?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You should have said it that way.
Could you imagine if she said no in front of a whole crowd?
Dude. She just turned around and left.
No. Oh,
I wonder if anyone's ever, that ever happened, either text us or call us. I mean, I would love to know anybody who's ever been told no to a proposal or was the person saying no to a proposal. Do you know anybody?
Not that I can think of. No, but I want the dirt.
I do remember one time being when I had season tickets to the Seahawks forever ago, and there was a couple that would be at the games a lot, like, you know, one section over, and the guy did that at the sporting event where he dropped to a knee and proposed. I don't know if she said yes or no, but we never saw them at the game again.
Oh, boy.
And part of me, and maybe this is just us overthinking it, but I remember being like, I think she might have said no, and that ended this relationship, and in turn, they must have just sold their season tickets or sold them to other people because they just couldn't go to the games.
Yikes.
He must make her go, oh, ah, ah, ah.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what he does.
It's his specialty.
He only divorced in 2023. Eesh, that's fast.
Oh, I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he was married for a while, and then it ended, and now he's marrying a model.
Nice.
What, is that bad, though? That's like 2 years.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not upset about it.
Anyone else think this is corny as f***?
Well, I mean...
I mean, that wouldn't be what I would have envisioned if I was the, you know, girlfriend of a very famous rock star.
I didn't pay to see him propose. I paid to hear Stupefy.
Yes, I also paid to hear Stupefy as well. Okay, we got one more comment.
Dang. Guess he finally found someone on Tinder.
Did you hear about that?
No.
I didn't know that either, but there's so many comments from people that are talking about Tinder this, Tinder that, all this kind of stuff. Apparently, he went on Bumble. He did like an interview where he was talking about how he was on Bumble after his divorce trying to find somebody because he was having issues trying to find people, but then he was dealing with so many fake profiles and scammers and things like that, so he deleted his account because it was an S show. And then he went on Tinder. Or no, that was because of Tinder. And then he went on Bumble, and that's how he met this girl that he married.
Now, is Bumble the one where you... Bumble's the one where you, the girl makes the first move, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Danny, why do you know that?
Because I do all my research, Steve, like a good member of the Daily Mig Show.
Oh, you're not just bumbling?
I don't think so.
Steve, we have a call right now from Lana and Everett who turned down a proposal. Lana, tell us what happened.
Okay, I need to set the story up a little bit. I was in the military, stationed up in North Dakota, and I had kind of was in between relationships when I got an assignment change that I was to be leaving, relocating in 6 months.
Okay.
So I wasn't really looking for anything, you know, one night stand here or there, you know, normal things you do in your 20s.
Atta girl.
So I was going out with this, I ended up going out with this guy in the squadron, and, you know, it was fun. For me, it was just a fun thing. And he started to get serious, and I came home one day, and he had the key to my place I was at, and there were 24 long stem roses right there on the table, and he said, you know, we're going to go out to dinner, you know, could you go put something on? And I did, and we went into this restaurant, and it was kind of noisy, and he proposed to me there, and I was like, to myself, I don't love you. You've never even said that. And I was like, we need to go home.
Oh no.
Yes.
So how long were you guys like hanging out? It doesn't even sound like you guys were really like officially dating.
I was trying to keep it quiet in the squadron that I was leaving,
mm-hmm.
but apparently somebody who knew that we were dating worked with him and spilt the beans, and I guess he went into panic mode.
Oh. That's one way to handle. And so was the relationship fully done, Dundee, after that?
Yeah, it pretty much. I mean, I was leaving in like 5 weeks, so my mind was not even on one-night stands at that point.
We know that many of you are just starting your day and you're trying to keep up on what is happening in the world and pop culture. Well, it's a lot to take in. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
You're familiar with Taken, the Liam Neeson movie.
One of my all-time favorite films.
Is it being turned into a musical?
Please, God, yes.
We'll talk about that in just a few. But first, Fox News analyst Cameron Kinsey fainted live on the air this past Thursday night on Fox News at Night. And then the show's substitute host, his name is Jonathan Hunt, he was trying to continue the segment while she was just chilling on the floor.
No.
Here's some audio from it.
It's not about ideology or it's not about...
Oh my goodness. We're just going to get some help here Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here. Lydia, the President, we're going to go to a break right here. We'll be right back.
God, poor guy's right. Like, what the hell do I do? I have to say he handled it a lot better than my old cohorts when I passed out.
I'm really lightheaded right now. I might pass out, dude.
Whoa! If you were listening at the time, Andy Savage, who I was doing the show with, I think he said, quick, take his pants off after that happened.
What is wrong with people?
Don't know. Then, like, another 20 seconds went by, and I still hadn't come through. And then, all of a sudden, concern was in his voice where he's like, hey, is he going to be okay?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Cameron Kinsey did say that she was fine, and she was just a little bit dehydrated. That's what... you know, led to her passing out. But.
And our cohorts did take her pants off. They did not take anybody's pants off. I'm glad she's going to be okay.
Yeah, that's scary.
So do you remember the movie Taken?
Oh, of course.
Okay, that to me is one of the coolest movies. And somebody was like, hey, that'd be funny if it ever turned into a musical. Unfortunately, Danny, I know you're a fan of musicals. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen, but the people over at There I Ruined It, that YouTube series, they created what they think would sound, what it would sound like if Liam Neeson's movie Taken was turned into a musical.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you let my daughter go, that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you and I will kill you. But I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. I don't know who.
Okay, we get the idea. I feel like that started the trend of him constantly being in films where a family member, usually a daughter or a son, but sometimes the wife, was in peril. And he had to save the day, which makes me think either he's a really great husband and father or he's absolutely the worst husband and father.
That's a good point. He could be a hero or like the opposite of a hero.
Absolutely.
There was a pretty fun sports moment that happened on Mother's Day yesterday. Josh Young, who plays for the Texas Rangers, hit a home run on Mother's Day. His brother plays for the opposing team, for the Detroit Tigers. Check it out.
And a swing, and that's a drive left field. It is gone! Happy Mother's Day! Mrs. Young in attendance and sees older son Josh Young go deep to left field. Standing ovation from the family members behind home plate, and that has to feel great.
I mean, my heart is just exploding. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better Mother's Day gift.
So it'd be great if she was like, and this is why Josh is my favorite of the two sons.
To watch them live their dream, do what they love to do, like, I couldn't be more proud.
It was pretty cool to have the whole family in the ballpark. I was playing against each other. Hit a homer. It was awesome.
Yeah, Chase was real happy about it, I bet.
Right? They went Texas 6-1. Did you see the mom was wearing one of the split uniforms, too, where it was half and half?
Nice.
It was so cute.
But then she went to the team shop and said, screw it, screw Jace. I'm just getting Josh's jersey and we're good to go.
Rangers fan.
For life.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to beat Steve today? His record is 147 wins, 55 losses, and 37 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Call up to play Beat Migs at 850.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.